Then His Majesty stands up and moves towards the fire where Peter Clare is standing and takes up a lamp and holds it near the young man's face. He examines the face, and Peter Clare lowers his eyes because he has been warned not to stare at the king. This king is ugly. King Charles I of England, King Louis XIII of France, these are handsome men at this perilous moment in history. But King Christian IV of Denmark, all-powerful, brave and cultured as he is reported to be, has a face like a loaf. The lutanist, to whom, by cruel contrast, nature has given an angel's countenance, can smell wine on the king's breath. But he does not dare to move, not even when the king reaches up and tenderly touches his cheek with his hand. Peter Clare, with his blonde hair and his eyes the colour of the sea, has been considered handsome from childhood. I see, whispers the king. God has exaggerated, as he so often seems to do. Beware the attentions of my wife, Kirsten, who is a fool for yellow hair. And all beauty vanishes away. But of course you know that. I needn't underline the self-evident. I know that beauty vanishes, sir. Of course you do. Well, you had better play for me. I suppose you know that we had your Mr. Dowland here at court. The conundrum there was that such beautiful music could come from so agitated a soul. The man was all ambition and hatred, yet his airs were as delicate as rain. We would sit there and blub, and Master Dowland would kill us with his furious look. I told my mother to take him to one side and say, Dowland, this will not do and cannot be tolerated. But he told her, music can only be born out of fire and fury. What do you think about that? Peter Clare is silent for a moment. For a reason he can't name, this question consoles him, and he feels his agitation diminish by a fraction. I think that it is born out of fire and fury, sir, he says, but also out of the antitheses to these, out of cold reason and calm. This sounds logical. But of course we do not really know where music comes from, or why, or when the first note of it was heard. And we shall never know. It is the human soul speaking without words. But it seems to cure pain. This is an honest fact.